B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
All right, I got to give you guys a recap because this past week has been insane. Insane. With this little love story slash tragedy that could be unfolding in front of us. On Monday, we spoke to Sarah and Mike. Now, what happened was Sarah hit up Melissa on Facebook and was asking about, you know, if she had connections to get like a DNA test done. And Melissa started, you know, like a paternity test. And Melissa started, right, you know, doing her Melissa thing. And she's going back and forth with the girl.
Yeah.
And
I always wanted to help out.
Yeah.
You know?
See, they knew not to send that mess to me. Yeah.
And got her to agree to come on air with her man, all right, to make this confession right here.
So, there's just no really right way to say this. And, like, I'm tore up about it and I'm heartbroken about it. But, I think that there might be a possibility that our son isn't yours.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, wow. Happy Father's Day. How many other guys? Was it just one other guy or a couple other guys?
It was two other guys.
Two other guys?
Okay,
yeah,
two other
seriously?
Guys. So that was Sarah and Mike, not their real names, for obvious reasons. They have a six-year-old little boy, I believe. And so she was saying she didn't cheat on Mike. What happened was that around the time that she started kind of, you know, being with him before they were officially official, she was messing around with two other guys. And so she always had it in her head that, you know, perhaps Mike was not the father, and for some reason she decided to tell him not, because they actually have a really good relationship. So she's like, I just want to get this off my chest. So she wanted to do a DNA test on Mike. We talked her into getting the other guys that could be the father and having us do a DNA. And we said, listen, we'll pay for the DNA test for everybody as long as you could let us reveal it on air.
This is painful.
So that was Monday, Sarah and Mike, okay? On Tuesday, we spoke to one of the potential fathers who agreed to come on air with us. His name was Randy.
Ugh.
His nickname, piece of crap. Because, well, here's what Randy had to say when we talked to him. So it could be yours.
I mean, if that's what she's saying, I'm not thrilled about it. You know,
Jesus.
I really got like three kids from, you know, three other that I'm not even with.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me, dude?
I didn't sign up for that. You know, if they didn't let me know beforehand, why am I responsible? I don't have anything to do with them. I don't ask for any time. They don't ask for any money. You know, I'm buying a motorcycle. I'm doing my I don't have time for someone else making a bad decision.
That was Randy. Everybody on the planet is
strangle
everybody
him.
Who heard Randy was immediately like, this dude better not be the father. Then yesterday we spoke to the other potential father, whose name is Steve. He was a little nice. I mean, we still kind of hope he's not the dad either, but he was a little bit. Well, he was a lot better than Randy. Here's our conversation with Steve.
As of right now, I am actually getting married in 3 months.
Okay.
This is not coming at an ideal time for me.
Yeah, that might put a monkey wrench on your whole situation.
Did you?
Yeah.
Have you told your fiance about the whole situation?
I decided to wait until the results come in, and I'm going to tell her either way. If I'm the father, you know, I'm going to do the right thing. I'll be there for her, child support, whatever she needs from me. But I'm praying. I am praying. It's somebody else.
That was Steve, who we talked to yesterday. So they all got tested later today. We're going to get the results tomorrow on the show. We're going to get Sarah and Mike back on with us. We'll reveal the results. And If it's Mike, he's on the phone with us. If it's one of the other guys, we'll get them on the phone too, because they all agreed to come on and discuss it when we get the results. So tomorrow.
Damn. When's Father's Day again?
Sunday.
Oh.
Sunday.
My God.
Sunday. Tomorrow is a must listen to episode of the Get Up Crew, because we're going to find out who is the father of Sarah Z.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.